For Dr. Joe Ornato, it's all about good news. He hated being the one to give an anxious family bad news after a loved one's heart attack.
I set a goal for myself that if just once a year, one more time per year, I could go out to the waiting area and give the family joyous news that their loved one was going to survive, that everything I could possibly do to make that happen would be worth the effort.
Dr. Joe, as he's known, is a cardiologist and head of emergency medicine at the VCU Medical Center. He has helped shape the way pre-hospital life-saving happens in Richmond and all over the world, for that matter. The focus of his life's work has been emergency pre-hospital care, and particularly cardiac resuscitation.
We've been very blessed here in the city of Richmond and in the region to have some of the finest paramedics and firefighters and hospital teams to work with. We've been able to be pioneers in many of the resuscitation techniques that are now being used really throughout the country and throughout the world.
About 15 years ago, Dr. Ornato chaired a research project for the American Heart Association and the National Institutes of Health on public access defibrillation.
Our project was the first that actually proved that laypersons could successfully use these devices to save lives from persons whose hearts had stopped.
Ornato developed a field therapeutic hypothermia treatment to cool patients after heart failure.
And back in 2007, we were the first EMS agency to actually have our paramedics initiate cooling during the resuscitation process in the field. It's made a huge difference both in terms of the number of patients who we can resuscitate in the field as well as the number of patients who actually make it out of the hospital and able to go back to a normal existence.
The treatment is fast becoming the accepted method of caring for heart attack victims during transport worldwide.
We've developed one of the largest post-resuscitation center programs in the nation. We now are cooling 70 to 80 patients a year. Most hospitals will cool no more than 5 or 10 patients a year.
Dr. Ornato's work has produced stunning results.
The national odds of surviving what we call a cardiac arrest, where the person suddenly has their heart stop, they collapse, and they're pulseless, is about 7 to 8%. It's not very good. In large cities like New York City and Chicago, it's about 1 to 2%. What we see here in Richmond is significantly better than that. We can restart the hearts on almost half of the people who our paramedics respond to who are in cardiac arrest. And if the person can have their heart restarted and they're brought to us at VCU and we continue cooling them, their odds of making it out of the hospital are about 50-50.
The Richmond Ambulance Authority has among the fastest emergency response times in the world.
We have been pioneers since the early 90s in the use of high technology to speed up and increase the accuracy of our dispatch of paramedics and firefighters to the scene.
Computer analysis places city ambulances around town rather than in a garage based on collected data for any time, any day, any month. John Ogle, WCVE News.